part of the package agreed to following the October 7th Hamas attacks. Israel's prime minister recently announcing he's also willing to jumpstart talks on a brokered ceasefire and hostage release deal, that after Hamas rejected the latest proposal. And Pope Francis is expected to lead vigil tonight ahead of Easter Sunday. He did not participate in last night's Way of the Cross services, the Vatican says, to conserve energy. This is ABC News. An Oregon man says he's lucky to be alive after a random mishap at a convenience store involving a runaway saw blade. Surveillance video from the convenience store in Eugene shows Shane Reimicke walking into the store, and seconds as the door closes, a 4-foot concrete saw blade barrels into the door's wooden frame. The store's owner says the impact so strong it shook the building.
All I heard was like a metal rolling down from the street. And I looked at the camera, it was just wind. And all of a sudden, we heard a loud bang, like it shook literally the whole store.
Contractors were working nearby and say a loose bolt or a possible operator error may be to blame for that blade flying off. On New York's Long Island, a large procession of police on motorcycles at the funeral service for fallen NYPD officer Jonathan Diller. That officer was shot and killed this past week in the line of duty during a traffic stop in Queens. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yankee with the Midwest Farm Report, heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 a.m. Oshkosh.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A late winter storm with heavy rain along the coast and snow in the mountains bringing fresh troubles to Southern California. State road officials say a portion of Topanga Boulevard now closed due to the possibility of landslides. Caltrans' Jim Medina says it's too dangerous to reopen.
The hillside is still unstable. It's an active slide. And our drone video has shown that there's a tension crack above where the slide is. So that's concerning.
And more rain is on the way. President Biden has sent another wave of weapons to Israel, part of the package agreed to following the October 7th Hamas attacks. Israel's prime minister recently announcing he's also willing to jumpstart talks on a brokered ceasefire and hostage release deal, that after Hamas rejected the latest proposal. And Pope Francis is expected to lead vigil tonight ahead of Easter Sunday. He did not participate in last night's Way of the Cross services, the Vatican says, to conserve energy. This is ABC News. An Oregon man says he's lucky to be alive after a random mishap at a convenience store involving a runaway saw blade. Surveillance video from the convenience store in Eugene shows Shane Reimicke walking into the store, and seconds as the door closes, a 4-foot concrete saw blade barrels into the door's wooden frame. The store's owner says the impact so strong it shook the building.
All I heard was like a metal rolling down from the street, and I looked at the camera, it was just wind. And all of a sudden, we heard a loud bang, like it shook literally the whole store.
Contractors were working nearby and say a loose bolt.
Back at the track, gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up!
Drills went out to deep left. Back to the track. It is gone.
Today, the crew take on the New York Mets at Citi Field.